Yeah, you know, Leonard is a big back. He's a downhill, powerful runner, somebody that we have to key on, and we have to know that he's in there to run the ball and pound it and control the down and distance and get him in third and short.
You talk about Joel Heath and what he's doing right now.
You know, we like Joel. Joel's a young ascending player. He's got good size. He plays hard, continuing to improve, you know, trying to build on what he did last year. He started some games for us. He played in, you know, probably 12 games for us. So, you know, just good to get him back healthy. I think that he missed some time, but he fought to get back like most of our guys that are injured. He worked hard to get back, and, you know, we've had him back out there the last couple weeks.
Feel about your secondary, obviously losing Foyer and Dumps in the offseason?
Yeah, we feel good about all our players. That's why they're here. If we didn't have confidence in them to go into the game and perform at a high level, you know, we wouldn't have them there. And that's what we tell our frontline starters. We tell our practice squad guys that our practice squad guys are here not just to play on the show team, but to go out there and eventually, you know, play in the games for us. That's why everybody's here.
Corey Moore, it seemed like throughout the preseason, he just seemed to get better and sharper.
You know, it's never easy to play in the back part of the field and have a lot of calls and a lot of checks in our defense. And he's developed. He's put a lot of time into it, effort. He's an athletic player. He's a young player. He's got great energy. He loves football. He flies around. He plays fast. So, you know, hopefully he can continue to improve. And Dre's helped him back there. I think Dre's kind of presence and his calming effect has helped Corey a little bit.
The NFL preseason, you guys don't really game plan, and the play calling is relatively simple. For you personally, how much forward are you looking toward getting out there to a regular season game and rolling all of that stuff out, your first time calling plays?
I think in the first game, it's always important to get our guys lined up. I think that they're going to play fast. I think they're going to play aggressive, irregardless of what I call or what we choose to call defensively. I know that if we can get our guys lined up and they know what to do, and they'll play fast and aggressive.
Mike, talk about Jadeveon, what he's able to do now. You've got him at the outside linebacker, he's a defensive end, how he's handling both spots.
You know, we try to put our best players in different spots, guys that we feel can handle the magnitude of where they're supposed to be. Hey, I'm a defensive end, this play, I'm an outside linebacker. So as long as he can handle it, we're going to try to move him around. We'll put him in different spots, just like we do JJ, we do Whitney, we do BMAC. A lot of guys play a lot of different positions for us.
What's the biggest difficulty getting ready for the first game of the year? You don't have any, like, game tape on the Jaguars. It's also your first game as defensive coordinator. What's the biggest challenge when you're trying to get ready for a game like this where you have passed film on the Jaguars, but you're not 100% sure what's going on?
Yeah, you never are really sure. I think that those first couple games, you, as a coach, you spend a lot of time covering ghosts. You know, they could do this, they could do that. And what you got to remind yourself is that you got to, you know, hope that every, you know, the preparation in the off season and what you've shown them, that the base fundamentals of our defense and what they know carry out to the first game. Make sure we got clean operation, no silly substitution errors, no silly penalties, no busts. So make sure that you're not trying to tell them too much, but that you're trying to give them a little bit, like, hey, they may do this or they might do that, but you really never know.
Bortles, how unpredictable is it with him? Because sometimes he's on, when he's on, he's really good. Sometimes he'll be a little off.
You know, I think we've seen both sides of him. We've seen a guy that, you know, has been accurate and stands back there and delivers the ball and finds his receivers. They got, you know, great receivers. We have a lot of respect for Allen Robinson and Hearns and Lee and all the guys, the young guys that they have. And then he can run, you know, he can run. And that's an element that we're well aware of, that he can scramble if something's not there.
Said earlier that you move guys around and if they can handle it. How do you draw that line to where if I keep pushing him, he'll figure it out, or if he's not going to figure it out, we need to think of something else?
Yeah, we're pretty close to the game, so if they haven't gotten it by now, I'm probably going to throw it out. Mine? I think we'll all be excited. I'm excited to watch our guys play. I love our guys on our defense. I'm excited to watch every single one of them play. DJ Reader, Dre Howell, guys that have improved over the course of a season, an off season, JD, Whitney, BMAC, Cush. I mean, I could name every single one, but I'm just excited, as well as our staff is, just to watch them go play, have fun in front of a home crowd that we know is going to be behind us.
It's obviously a 60-minute game. I imagine coming out the gate strong defensively is really important, especially with all the adrenaline I imagine they're going to have, just with obviously Hurricane Harvey in the background and the loudness of NRG Stadium and what's going to be up there.
Yeah, when we play hard and we make plays, our crowd is behind us. Obviously, they're going to be behind us this week. It's a season opener. You know, we understand the magnitude of the game with what people have dealt with in the city, the way our players have tried to respond once we were able to get them back here from Dallas, the support that they've tried to give. But obviously, you know, our first responders, the people that are here, people are at the shelters, you know, just give them a game, give them something to do, and we'll play hard for them.